Hello, this is your Year 9 Listening Test in English 2012. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. Choosing a holiday. You will hear four people calling a travel agency to get some information about possible ways of spending their holidays. Listen and fill the gaps with the missing information. Use no more than two words per gap. You have 2 minutes now to read the task. Listen to the text now and start doing the task. Speaker 1.
Galaxy Tours, can I help you?
Yeah, I have a week's vacation coming up. I'd like to do something really different. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, would you go on a farm stay in New Zealand?
I'm not sure I would like that. What is it exactly?
Well, you stay in a farmhouse with a family. It's really popular nowadays.
I see. And what activities do you do?
Well, every day you get up early and try a different aspect of farm life. For example, you might try milking cows or feeding pigs. On some farms, you might also pick fruit or help plant crops like corn.
And do you get paid for all this work?
No, it's just for fun. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not really a morning person, and I think I'd like something a little more relaxing.
Speaker 2.
Good morning, Galaxy Tours.
What sort of vacation specials do you have at the moment?
Well, we have a very nice skiing package we can offer you. Are you interested in skiing?
Well, I can't ski, but I'd like to learn. Do they teach you how to ski?
Yes, free lessons are included.
Oh, that's good. And what else is there to do? Is it just skiing?
No, there are lots of other activities, like snowboarding and walking in the mountains. There's also a beautiful lake that you can ice skate on.
And what's the accommodation like?
You would stay in a 4-star resort, and all meals are included.
Well, that would be great. It sounds like just the sort of thing I'm looking for.
Speaker 3.
Hello, this is Galaxy Tours.
What specials do you have this month?
Well, we have a great special. You could spend a wonderful week in Singapore.
Singapore? What can you do in Singapore?
You could spend a day at the zoo. You can see some unusual animals there. There's also a wonderful bird park.
I see. And what else can you do in Singapore?
Well, there are some great sightseeing tours to places like Chinatown. And you can take a cable car to a resort island called Sentosa. It's a fantastic place.
Well, I could go to Singapore. It sounds like fun. Can you send me a brochure?
Yes, of course.
Speaker 4.
Good morning, Galaxy Tours.
Hi. I'd like to do something a little different and not too expensive.
Well, would you try a backpacking vacation in the Philippines?
Never thought about something like that. Can you give me more information?
Sure. It's a great way to see the country and to meet local people. You travel with a guide and a group of other backpackers and travel on local buses. Do you think you would like that?
I'm not sure. What sort of accommodation is provided?
You would stay in budget hotels and hostels. Usually you share a room with 5 or 6 other people.
I'm not sure I would like that.
Well, you would eat all your meals at local restaurants and street markets, so the food is very cheap and really delicious.
Yeah, I guess so. But maybe I need something a little different. That trip doesn't sound too comfortable. Can you tell me about some of your other specials this month?
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. Speaker 1.
Galaxy Tours, can I help you?
Yeah, I have a week's vacation coming up. I'd like to do something really different. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, would you go on a farm stay in New Zealand?
I'm not sure I would like that. What is it exactly?
Well, you stay in a farmhouse with a family. It's really popular nowadays.
I see. And what activities do you do?
Well, every day you get up early and try a different aspect of farm life. For example, you might try milking cows or feeding pigs. On some farms, you might also pick fruit or help plant crops like corn.
And do you get paid for all this work?
No, it's just for fun. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not really a morning person. And I think I'd like something a little more relaxing.
Speaker 2.
Good morning, Galaxy Tours.
What sort of vacation specials do you have at the moment?
Well, we have a very nice skiing package we can offer you. Are you interested in skiing?
Well, I can't ski, but I'd like to learn. Do they teach you how to ski?
Yes, free lessons are included.
Oh, that's good. And what else is there to do? Is it just skiing?
No, there are lots of other activities, like snowboarding and walking in the mountains. There's also a beautiful lake that you can ice skate on.
And what's the accommodation like?
You would stay in a 4-star resort, and all meals are included.
Well, that would be great. It sounds like just the sort of thing I'm looking for.
Speaker 3.
Hello, this is Galaxy Tours.
What specials do you have this month?
Well, we have a great special. You could spend a wonderful week in Singapore.
Singapore? What can you do in Singapore?
You could spend a day at the zoo. You can see some unusual animals there. There's also a wonderful bird park.
I see. And what else can you do in Singapore?
Well, there are some great sightseeing tours to places like Chinatown. And you can take a cable car to a resort island called Sentosa. It's a fantastic place.
Well, I could go to Singapore. It sounds like fun. Can you send me a brochure?
Yes, of course.
Speaker 4.
Good morning, Galaxy Tours.
Hi. I'd like to do something a little different and not too expensive.
Well, would you try a backpacking vacation in the Philippines?
Never thought about something like that. Can you give me more information?
Sure. It's a great way to see the country and to meet local people. You travel with a guide and a group of other backpackers and travel on local buses. Do you think you would like that?
I'm not sure. What sort of accommodation is provided?
You would stay in budget hotels and hostels. Usually you share a room with 5 or 6 other people.
I'm not sure I would like that.
Well, you would eat all your meals at local restaurants and street markets, so the food is very cheap and really delicious.
Yeah, I guess so. But maybe I need something a little different. That trip doesn't sound too comfortable. Can you tell me about some of your other specials this month?
There is half a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 1. Go on to task 2. Task 2. Macedonia. Listen to a text about Macedonia and fill the gaps with the missing information. Use no more than 2 words or a number per each gap. Look at the example. You have a minute now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Now listen to the text and do the task.
From being known as one of the poorest countries in Europe, Macedonia has now jumped to being one of the most technologically advanced, at least as far as internet access is concerned. Thanks to funding from the US Agency for International Development, there is now wireless access to the internet in 90% of the country, a network that many richer countries will envy. Each of the 460 schools in Macedonia, some of which do not even have a telephone, now has a computer laboratory. China has donated 5,300 computers to equip the schools, and Microsoft has provided the software. As well as giving 300,000 schoolchildren access to the internet, the new network will also benefit businesses and industry, and should help to modernize the economy and stimulate economic growth.
You will have half a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
From being known as one of the poorest countries in Europe, Macedonia has now jumped to being one of the most technologically advanced, at least as far as internet access is concerned. Thanks to funding from the US Agency for International Development, there is now wireless access to the internet in 90% of the country, a network that many richer countries will envy. Each of the 460 schools in Macedonia, some of which do not even have a telephone, now has a computer laboratory. China has donated 5,300 computers to equip the schools, and Microsoft has provided the software. As well as giving 300,000 schoolchildren access to the internet, the new network will also benefit businesses and industry, and should help to modernize the economy and stimulate economic growth.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2 and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.